time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Not too bad. A little foggy out there this morning. A little humid. You can see it. Just look out the window. You'll see the humidity out there today. Got a little humid yesterday afternoon, too. Although the temperatures were pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, temperatures are going to stay relatively nice, too.
We're close enough. What's the chance of rain for the weekend?
Well, we have a pretty good chance tonight, it sounds like. We'll see how that pans out. But saying 80% chance tonight, so that's an actual chance, unlike 40%, where it's zero chance.
There's an 80% chance of 20% of rain, huh? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
We don't know. We just hope it gets wet at some point. That would be nice. Nobody's going to complain about that. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going here today. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a couple of used electric ranges. Got a front-load washer in near-new condition. Stack washer-dryer combination for those with limited space. A couple of used cooktops, one electric and one gas, both in real good condition. Four used built-in dishwashers, a couple of used range hoods. Got a used drying center by Maytag. You can tumble dry and air dry all at the same time. Got four used large capacity side-by-side refrigerators, all in very good condition. Got two air conditioners, almost new. Two used automatic washers, and a used 20 cubic foot upright freezer. Got lots of new gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Freezers just and upright, sizes from 5 through including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Do have a good selections of dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes, also room air conditioners, and do have some closeouts on some of those new room air conditioners. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, the calendar has turned, in case you hadn't noticed this morning. It says August 1st up there on the calendar now. Where did summer go? I'm looking for an answer, honestly. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
You know, the old true but weird is days go slow, but months and years go quickly.
That's very true. That's very true. And if you ever wonder how slow the clock can move, just sit in Bruce Henderson's class and stare at it for a while. Huh? You had a lot of old students that would do that, huh?
Oh, they were all motivated and working hard.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. That's Bruce Henderson, by the way. We're going to talk Atlantic Fest Road Race this morning. The Road Race and Walk coming up on the morning of Saturday, August the 10th. Always a fun time, and hopefully the weather will be nice. I bet you'd love to have weather like we've had early morning here these last, few days here where it was in the 40s and 50s. Would they like to run in that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 60 degrees would be ideal, but cooler would be better than 75.
Yeah, so. I'm sure.
But I can guarantee that, but we're in Iowa, so we'll see what happens.
You can't guarantee anything with the weather anymore, except it just won't rain. Well, let's talk a little bit about the road race. How'd you do last year? Did you have good numbers?
Yeah, we had about, I think, 256 or 7 or something like that. So good, but not great numbers. We had really competitive 5-mile and 2-mile, not quite so many in the walk. So one of the things we're hoping this year is we hear more in the walk, and that's mostly local people. So we're dangling you a slight carrot. If you pre-register for the walk by Tuesday, we'll knock off another dollar off the price just to kind of focus on that. So I'd like to improve our numbers there a little bit. But overall, it's good.
5-mile run, 2-mile run, there's the 2-mile walk. How's the course this year? About the same as it has been?
It's about the same, you know. If you run from the school, like most of the people I deal with do, there's hills everywhere. Since we got it down on 6th Street and below, it's pretty good. If you're from the city, you think it's hilly. If you're from Atlantic, you think, wow, this is flat. But it's the same one. Start out there between 6th Street by the city park and head down your way, not quite your way, but down to 2nd Street. And then go back up as a 2-mile, and then the 5-mile heads out to the airport / Highland Edition, which is fairly flat, and comes back.
Any gravel at all on this year's route?
Well, there's that. When you go out to the airport, if you turn the last corner before that, there's maybe 150 yards gravel. So, but it's pretty solid. And two of the nice things about that Highland Edition is it's flat And there's not much traffic other than the runners, so that's good.
Yeah, that's perfect. Very good. Well, you get a lot of everything out there, don't you? Men, women, young, old, just about everybody that you can think of can participate and does.
It's an interesting phenomena. When I was probably in my 30s and the road race rage started, you know, my wife ran quite a bit, and I would just run a little bit, and I'd get mad, and she says, "No, Bruce, the thing you need to remember is there will be some little kid beat you, and there will be some old lady beat you. And if you could get used to that, you'll enjoy it and really get a lot out of it." And I was, interestingly enough, kind of in that subject, I always have some people now, "What is the slowest ones in the 2 mile?" Well, I actually looked at the deal to show you what wide ranges they are. Of course, I like stats. There were 17 people that ran from 10 to 14 minutes, so in that upper thing. Then from 14 to 17, they come in pretty fast. There was 50 of them in that range. Now we're talking for 2 miles. 17 to 20, they're a little slower. There was another 33 people. Now 20 to 25, there's another 15. And 25 up to about low 30s, there's still another 12. So if you're anywhere between 10 and low 30s, you're going to have somebody probably you're going to beat and somebody to run with. So it's kind of a, as you say, it's kind of a phenomena that it incorporates really fast people. The record holder is Roxy Erickson, who ran the Olympic trials 1 year, and Matt Mossman, who ran quite well up into his 30s. But as you see, there's also 12 people that ran slower than 25 minutes. So we can accommodate you regardless of what your ability, age,
right,
or whatever.
Well, it says road race, and the word race sometimes makes everybody feel that you're sprinting toward the finish line. But really, you have some people that are competing against others. You have some people competing against their best, and some people are competing against their expectations.
Yeah, and some people just think that, "I'll get my friend, and we'll go out, and we'll get a T-shirt and have a good time, and we'll maybe kick a little bit at the end, so Mr. Henderson will read my name off, but that's about it." So,
yep.
So you get everywhere, and it can easily encompass all these people, one of the neat things.
Yeah, just lean forward at the end. Make sure you beat your buddy if you're going to run side by side, right? Well, let's talk about registration now. It's coming up here pretty quickly. It doesn't look like the fees are a whole lot different than they have been.
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, the dry fit shirts went down $1. So we always pride ourselves that we have a cheap road race. And just for example, in the run, $13 and you can get a dry fit shirt. And when they first come out, I said, "This is stupid. Now the only ones I wear in the summer are dry fit."
So
$12 for a regular T-shirt. And some people are in so many road races, don't really want one. So you can enter $5 for that. And then it's 12, 11, and 4 for the walk. We don't give quite as many prizes in the walk. So the thing we want to stress is, and I know you were asking me before we went on air, I get about 75% of our entries in the next 4 or 5 days. And that is really important. Now, Tuesday, if you don't get it in by Tuesday, we bump up a couple bucks, which is not a big deal to most of you. But we have to go in there Wednesday and order T-shirts. And we'll, if I need 40 Carolina Blue T-shirts, we may order 50 or 55 and anticipate. So, but it really, really helps if you get that in by Tuesday. If you don't get it in by Tuesday, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that helps because I may have 10 extra Carolina Blue. And the people that register Wednesday, Thursday, Friday usually get their choice. When you come in Saturday morning, if you get your choice in size, it's a miracle because we're not going to have 100 extra because we don't make any money if we have 60 left. So we really like you to get in by Tuesday. But anything along the way, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is fine. And if you're one of those people that likes to get up in the morning and see how your carm is, we'll probably get 40 people on Saturday. But we really like it the earlier you register.
Well, in the days of one T-shirt just in different sizes is apparently over because now you've made it a little more difficult for yourself, too, with different colors and things, too.
Well, last year we got dry fit, and I just said, "Well, what color do you want?" They said, "Oh, we'll do gray." Well, some of the people come up afterwards, the female, more stylish people come up afterwards and said, Bruce, it was really nice that you went to Dry Fit Church. Could you get just a little more pizzazz next year? So we offered four different colors. You got some of these, I'm not even sure what they are. Pink, kiwi, orange, and Carolina blue. I think kiwi's green, maybe. But somebody will know. But
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Somebody does.
Somebody will. Well, good. Make sure you get those in. Look for the registration forms, too. Again, as Bruce mentioned, this Tuesday, August the 6th, is the pre-registration deadline. And after that, there's an extra $2 tacked on for a late fee. But it's not a very difficult application form to fill out. Where can they find these?
Well, we got them at the Y. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go at the Y. They're up on the rock there. And I'm pretty much there every morning. So if we run out, I'll get you some new ones. Chamber office, you could call that one-stop shopping, because if you wanted to go down to the chamber and fill out the form and give them the money you're in, you can call me and 249-8255, and we'll get you something. And, of course, they are online. They're online. I'm looking for that.
AtlanticIowa.com.
www.AtlanticIowa.com. Even I should be able to remember that. And you can download a form there. So that's it. And you can, most people send them to me. My address is on the form. A lot of people drop off at the chamber, and I'll be checking every day to see that. But, you know, it's a fun Atlantic Fest is a fun Atlantic deal. The road race is a fun Atlantic deal. I always admire the folks at Exira. I think if you have any ties to the Exira, you're required to walk or run. And we'd like to get that passes a lot, Atlantic, but we'll just count on you firing up for the Atlantic Fest race.
You bet. Well, it all gets underway at 8 o'clock in the morning. Registration will start at 7 o'clock and lead up to the 8 o'clock start of that 5-mile run. And there are a lot of awards available there, too, not just for running, but for all kinds of other things, too. So folks have a chance to win stuff.
Yeah, we have plaques and trophies in about, I think, 14 age groups for men and 14 age groups for women. And then have some trophies for the first couple in the walk. One of the things we really like is we have a family/extended family. Hy-Vee contributes there. And if you have, like, grandparent kids and their kids, so first cousins and you have 12 of them that you can say are related to you, then we'll take you out for a free breakfast. So it always has a lot of fun to increase entries in the two families there. We got Cass County residents, best, youngest and oldest, and some other things like that. So while we're waiting for the final results, we can give these and have a little fun. And those are like prizes donated. I know we got these nice cups from KJN last year and many other local businesses also contribute.
You bet. And then on top of that, everybody gets a little treat at the end.
Yeah, you know, Hy-Vee usually jumps in there, and we've got water and some bananas, sometimes oranges. I'm not sure this year, but so we'll quench your thirst and give you a little something to nibble on. So nice thing about having a local race, you just go and say, can you help me out? And 90% of the time, the Atlantic businesses say, yeah, we'll do it.
No problem. Very good. So make sure you stop on by and beforehand. Again, Tuesday, August 6th is the pre-registration deadline for the road race coming up on the morning of Atlantic Fest, August the 10th. Get that registration form filled out so you're ready to go. And when the gun sounds, away they go.
We'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to that. It's always a lot of work to get her going, a lot of fun that day and seeing all the people and old friends come back. So I look forward to it.
Very good. Well, Bruce, thanks a lot. I know you've been doing this a long time.
I think 34 years, maybe.
Is that all? Gee.
Yeah, I actually had hair when I started doing this.
All right. Well, you're more aerodynamic, I guess, now then, right?
No comment.
No comment. All right. Very good. Kendall, you don't run the road race, do you?
Absolutely not. I'd have to have a wheelchair or something.
Tie a stick to his head with a bottle of Templeton Rye on front of him. I bet he'd run real fast.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, tell us more about W&S.
Got water heaters, gas, and electric. Of course, we deliver and install all the old heater away and, of course, do service it later. Washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity. And top load and front load, we got some washers with 5-cubic-foot tubs. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. We got space problems. We have stack units. We also sell and offer Speed Queen washers and dryers. They're made in Wisconsin. 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Got dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Do have some closeouts on some discontinued dishwashers. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and tonight I'll be there till 8. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Again, you can get those entry forms for the Atlantic Fest Road Race and Walk at the YMCA, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce offices, or online at www.atlanticiowa.com. Or you can give Bruce Henderson a call, too. He'll take care of you. Make sure you get signed up for the Atlantic Fest Road Race coming up August 10th. Always a good time. Always well attended. Bruce, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it, as always. And Kendall, thanks for stopping by. You go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.